The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. Welcome to I'm Talking to You, the show designed to garner your interest, your attention, and most importantly, your money. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Monday, March the 24th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled, "Now Occasionally, in the Alternative Media, Something Interesting Happens." And the time is 7:24 a.m. here in London, making it 3:25 now a.m. on the east coast of America and 25 minutes past midnight on the west coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. Now, today's show title, "Now Occasionally in the Alternative Media, Something Interesting Happens," and happens is the operative word here because so many things are predicted in the alternative media that never happen. About 90% of stuff, I would say, is predicted that doesn't happen. But here's something that actually happened. For many years, on a Saturday morning, I would look forward to the alternative media with Farron Schoaf on Republic Broadcasting Network. And he left a couple of years ago or so, and he was replaced by a friend of mine, Stephen Douglas Whitener, who does a good show also. Now, when I was looking to download that show on Saturday, it said with Farron Schoaf, and the two of them got together. So the person who had the slot for over 10 years before him got together with his successor as a guest. He came on, Farron did, I think, at the half-hour mark of the first hour. And it was fun to hear the two presenters doing a show together. So you can get that at republicbroadcastingarchives.org. And that leads me into, well, also staying with republicbroadcastingarchives.org. The funding for this show is now spent. I asked for funding on Wednesday. I got about £200 come in. I said the show probably costs, time-wise for me, anywhere between £50 and £70 a show. I erred on the low side for you and said 50, so 50 into 200 makes 4 shows, and that was Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I don't count the Christian message, traditional Christian message. That's a show I put out for free, although you're welcome to donate to me if you so wish to help with that, and the Dr. Peter Hammond show, and of course the fourth show out of the £200 is today's show. So as it stands, I'll be back with you tomorrow with Dr. Peter Hammond, and then I'll be back with you on Sunday with the traditional Christian message. This show will return. It may return when it's next scheduled to return on Wednesday, provided enough money comes in to pay for the episode. So it's up to you, as I say. But I want to help you out in case, you know, the money doesn't come in and you're scratching around for things to listen to. So let's stay with republicbroadcastingarchives.org. They do shows, I think, like 9 in the morning, 9 or something like that, till like midnight, every day, pretty much. So you can listen to them live at republicbroadcasting.org, or you can go to their archives pages. Now, Robert Ravolt, who generally does his Incendiary Even radio show on a Sunday, which is one of my favourite shows of the week, he's not appeared on that for many of the last few weeks. And going on republicbroadcastingarchives.org now, March the 24th, it's only giving me shows up to and including March the 22nd, which is Saturday. So I don't know if they broadcast yesterday or not. But today they're supposed to start off with the John Moore show. And yeah, I did say that the first hour of the Tuesday version of that show is something that's never appealed to me, because it seems to be an infomercial of Life Wave patches with Stephen Bennoon. But I've never listened to it. You know, maybe they're so good and they're being so charitable that these things are doing wonders for people around the world, and they're giving them away free. Could be something like that. I mean, who knows? I don't, because I've not listened. But, you know, I know enough to think that that's probably not the case, and I've not heard of these things anywhere else. So that being said, his other shows that he does Monday to Friday, they might be quite good. And he's the first up on the Republic Broadcasting Network Monday to Friday. And you can go over there and look at their content if they're back up today. They certainly don't seem to have put anything out, certainly in the archives yesterday. Let's look at some other stations that you can click on and listen to. Well, they have a feed. They're not necessarily going live, but they're playing stuff. So let's go over to rentsradio.com. You see, I always say about Rents Radio, you have to get behind the paywall and subscribe. But that's not necessarily the case, because all of Jeff's content goes out on his website. So if you're that desperate to hear his show, but you'll do anything to avoid paying for it, then you just need to tune in at the time he broadcasts, Monday to Friday, and you'll be able to hear it for free. But I'm on rentsradio.com, and I'm going to talk you through it. Firstly, let's scroll down. You see his show there, and then there's some other shows, the Jeff Rents Programme, The End of the Line. We're in the middle column. USA Prepares Radio with Vincent Finelli. Hal Turner Radio Show, Dane Whittington. Yours Truly, Andrew Hitchcock. And then the Don Jeffries Show. So they're some of the shows that he broadcasts. But we go back up to the top, and you'll see a listen live button in the middle, green, blue background, green writing. Let's click on that to listen live. It takes you to the most recent post of his show, which is last Friday's show, because he's Monday to Friday as well. What you do is you scroll down until you get to click a link below to join the live stream. So let's click one of them, server 1, 2 or 3. What should we go for? Let's go for server 1. See if there's anything playing at the moment. Just coming up.
Who did so much damage. A lot of people were killed because of his rep.
There you go. That was obviously Jeff Rents' voice there. So it sounds like you can go there at any time to listen to content. So that's somewhere else you can go. Another place you can go to is radiosoapbox.com. I understand, I've been told that they actually have been picking up the I'm Talking To You show, this show. I see that going there now, it gives you a list of who they've got on today, Monday 24th of March. Soap Mix, John B. Wells, David Knight, Mike Graham, Soap Mix again. I think that's where they probably picked me up, because that's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is all UK times, folks. Roger Sales goes on from there. So they have a play button. I'll just refresh the page. They have a play button at the top. So I'm just going to hit that. I just wanted to refresh the page first, so that hopefully it'll work. Let's see. It says David Knight, the real David Knight show. What's going on here?
Is are not convertible to residential buildings.
That sounded to me like Gerald Celente. So there you go. There's a couple of live feeds that you can listen to. And I'll just have a look at other stuff. Alex Jones has a channel on Brighton.com. He'll have a live feed, presumably on Infowars.com. I haven't listened to any of his stuff since Donald Trump got in. Because if I wanted to, I'd find it far simpler to just go to the White House website and have a look at the latest releases from their press office. I imagine the content would be quite similar. Let's scroll down. You've got, again, on Brighton.com, the Health Ranger Report, Mike Adams Show. Ditto, what I just said about Alex Jones. Then we scroll down to Jim Rizzoli. That's bitshoot.com. You type in Jim Rizzoli from the Jim Rizzoli channel. He does a show every day. It's his hobby. He does it with Diane King. He'll never ask you for money like I do, because this is something he enjoys doing as a hobby. I think he does it very well. Otherwise, I wouldn't listen to every show that he puts out. Mm. When I say every show, I'm talking about the Walk and Talk show he does every day. He puts other content up, which I don't generally bother with, although I wouldn't have heard of the Eyes is Watching show that generally goes up every weekend if it wasn't for Jim putting it up and me listening to it, liking it, and actually saving that direct BitChute channel myself. But I'll click back on Eyes is Watching, see if that has dropped at all. It hadn't earlier, and no, it's still the 175 from a week ago. And sometimes he misses a week, but it's worth, you know, checking back throughout Monday. And then I might check once Tuesday, and then I'll wait until next week and assume that he's skipped a week this week. Okay, so what else have I got that I listen to on a Monday to Friday basis? Dum-de-dum-de-dum. There's Richie Allen. You go to podomatic.com and the Richie Allen channel. Richie Allen used to be one of my favourite shows. And then a couple of years ago or so, he took 2 or 3 months off one summer. He said it was to get a new studio put in. When the show came back, it just wasn't the same, and consequently, I've hardly ever listened to it since. I don't remember when I last listened to it. Oh, actually, I think I mentioned it on here, didn't I? He had Tony Gosling on a few weeks ago. Okay, anything else that I can see? Stu Peters has a channel on rumble.com. That's, click on that. Let's have a quick look at that. He's proved very popular with a lot of people I listen to in the independent media. And it's funny because he has some other people on this channel here that I can see. Stu Peters Network on rumble.com, which, you know, don't kind of go along with some of his views. I'm quite shocked to see some of these other people who've got shows on this channel, bearing in mind what Stu Peters is known for coming out with these days. What else we got? Oh, yes, True News. Again, Brighteon.com. True News, TRU News. And that's supposed to be, I believe that's a Christian show. Rick Wiles claims to be a Christian. During the lockdown, a synagogue was fined £15,000 for meeting during the lockdown, and Rick Wiles paid their fine for him. That was nice of him, wasn't it? Okay, so that gives you a few ideas if this show goes off the air and the funding doesn't come in for a show in the near future. I will still be getting the news together this lunchtime and tomorrow lunchtime, and I'll be doing the show on Wednesday if the funding comes in, because I will have the material. If not, I won't. As I always say, it's really up to you whether you want this show to continue. Okay, so let's see how the news has developed since the show a couple of days ago on Saturday. Where are we? Dum-de-dum-de-dum. Yeah, here we are. Just need to go over to the right section here. Okay, this business, well, here's the headline. It's all Daily Mail. Scientists say they've discovered vast city underneath Egypt's Giza pyramids, but experts raise concerns. This story about Egypt's pyramids and are they an energy source, all this stuff, it's like a joint effort between the alternative stroke independent media and the mainstream media, isn't it? It's like this new thing that they're working on together. Joe Rogan's been talking about it, all these different people talking about it, and yeah, I'm quite interested, why is this coming up? Why are they filtering us in a what looks like a joint operation between the independent media and the mainstream media? I find it quite odd, but it's worth watching how that develops in both camps. Then we've got Gen Z worker who asked for a paid day off to get tattoo for her mental health, as TV star boss said they felt obliged to cave in. Basically, the boss said, well, getting a tattoo is not a medical appointment. You need to take it from their annual leave. To which they replied, no, it's a medical appointment. It's for my mental health. It's really important to me. And the boss, Miss Muz, Ms. McGovern, said she felt obliged to give them the day off over fears she would be cancelled or the employee would hurt themselves. So, whatever that means, you know, I think what she's basically saying is that they could jump up and down with all this nonsense and get their own way like the petulant children a lot of these people are and get away with it because it's all about your feels. Because, you see, the thing is, people will push as far as they can get away with. That's why, surely when the lockdown ended, everyone should have gone back to work. But no, if they can push working from home, if they can do that, but, you know, if their postman said that they were working from home and they weren't getting that package from Amazon that they ordered, they'd be most upset. They'd be, oh, that's not right. I ordered that from Amazon. Why is my postman delivering it? Well, is he not allowed to work from home? You want to work from home. Can he not? No, because I want the service I paid for. Well, you see, by doing what you're doing, you're affecting other people, okay? But most people today, they only care about themselves. And these people that will push something like this that they know is not medical, again, they're hurting society as a whole. And the reason that they get away with it is because this is all orchestrated by a group of people that are doing everything that they can to bring down the civilized society that we created. So, for example, now that I have to look both ways crossing a one-way street in case someone on a Deliveroo bike is coming down the wrong way, these people should be fined for that and penalised. But they're not, because the police are told not to do it, because it's part of the destruction of our society. It takes you back. You know, it's like when I used to go to Turkey, the first time I went to Turkey in the mid-80s, you know, mopeds going each and everywhere, no regard for the rules of the road, anything like that. It was just mayhem. And that's what that society was like, and it wasn't the same in the UK. Now the UK has gone to that way of life. It's going uncivilised from civilised, and we know the people who want to destroy Western society. Okay, so let's move on to Putin prayed for Trump when he was shot and sent him a specially commissioned portrait as a gift to a friend as Ukraine is hammered again by despots' missiles. Now, there was another Putin headline over the weekend, and I kid you not, it was the top story at some point, Daily Mail, and it had Putin, the face of evil. But it was sort of the big four-word headline below the picture of him. But when you clicked on it, it gave you a different headline because those four words are too short for a headline, so I didn't save it. But what jumped out to me from this one is a lot of people say that this Trump assassination attempt was fake. You know, that it was fake blood, all this sort of stuff. Now, when I heard about it, I woke up to one Sunday morning when I was recording a Limus show with Malifka. So I had a pre-prepared title, topic, stuff like that. And I abandoned it all to do the show on that because, you know, it really looked like this had been a real event. But subsequently, I don't think it was. And I'll give you my reason why. I've had plastic surgery, okay, on my face as well, from having a hair lip cleft palate when I was younger. And I had a correction done when I was about 17 or 18. I had another one done about 15 years ago. And when something is stitched up and that, there's still scars left today, okay? But this guy's ear that was supposedly hit by a bullet, okay, he had a little strange square white plaster on it, not like a medical plaster I've ever seen in my life, for a few days, and then it was removed, and there's no scarring that I'm aware of. There's no bit of the ear blown off or anything like that. So from my personal experience, that doesn't look authentic. Based upon what I had, maybe he had a better plastic surgeon than me. He's got a lot more money, so that could be the case. But let's say that that was made up, which many people say. Do you think Putin wouldn't know it was made up? So why would he pray for him and send him a specially commissioned portrait as a gift? Well, as I've always said, because they're both working for the same worldwide theatre company that put on the show for you called the mainstream media. That at some point, the face of evil, as I mentioned earlier, this takes me back to my trips to the Museum of Brands I used to do once a year in London. But I last went there a couple of years ago because it was the same stuff every year. I go once a year to London Zoo. That's my other trip to London. Can't really stand going into London, quite frankly, these days. But it was central London. I live in London, but you wouldn't see any of the... it'd be quite a long walk for you if you wanted to go and see places like Big Ben from where I live, okay? But anyway, that being said, the Museum of Brands, we go back to. They had... What they have is packaging, like you'll find your cornflakes packaging from the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s. And people might say, well, why am I interested in that? Well, my answer to you is I'm a lot more interested in looking at things that are relevant to my life, things I may have had in my house, things I may have eaten, a load of dowdy old paintings in another museum. So they have sections as well. So in the 40s, you can imagine there were things like ration books, stuff like that relating to the war. And one thing that I'll always remember is they had a roll of toilet paper and it had Hitler's face printed on it. And that was exactly what the headline, The Face of Evil Regarding Putin, reminded me of this weekend. It's all designed to get people ready to, you know, this is bad guy. This is bad guy. Get ready. This is bad guy. So that when we call on you to do whatever later in the year, you might be being called up for conscription, stuff like that, the bad guy message has already been implanted into your brain. That, for me, is what's going on now. So it makes me fairly concerned as to what's coming up later in the year. And again, in a war that's just fake, but the outcome of which will be to get indigenous Europeans of both sides wiping each other out. Sounds very much like they did in the Battle of the Somme, doesn't it? Something they call bad military planning. Well, it's not bad military planning if you want these people to kill each other off so you can bring in other people to replace them, is it? That sounds like it went exactly to a script that we weren't told about. Okay, so we move on to new mother wins massive legal battle against Facebook owners Meta to stop it targeting her with ads, but firm says they may charge British users to use their service after the ruling. Now, Facebook is the most repugnant and revolting one of the organisations I've ever encountered. I deleted a load of content off there after some Jewish group took it to the Metropolitan Police and said that there were things on there they didn't like. They never wrote to me to ask me, so I just deleted the content off because I didn't put it to offend anybody. I put it up there to educate people. Nothing happened as a result, so... You know, my intention appears to have been accepted, and I wasn't there trying to cause trouble, just to educate. But the day that Sven Longshanks went to prison for 2.5 years, and this had been deleted years before, so I deleted it off, it all appeared again. Funny that, isn't it? The very day he goes to prison, almost as if they managed to change the Overton window, narrow it, so that they could then take that content, or whoever could take the content again, and say, oh, we're offended by this. So my only option was to close the Facebook, because there's no point deleting it, because they'll just put it up again. That is Facebook. That's my own personal opinion of them. So there you go. Completely disgusting, disingenuous organisation who is obviously a tool of the people in control. But let's move on to the deep state, as I was saying, the people in control. It says, this is the line that I love from this Meta that's now Facebook, from the article. The company, Meta has said it's now considering charging British users for an advert-free version of its platforms. The company says it fundamentally disagrees with the claims made by Ms. O'Carroll, as no company should be mandated to give away its services for free. Okay, well, the thing is with their services, what I believe this woman was complaining about is it kept targeting her with baby content when she became a mother in 2017. So that's not the same as adverts. They've got something in there that is aware of what you're looking at online, okay? And they don't make that known to you. So it's not, they're not going to get the same adverts as I would get, for example. They're going to target you with adverts based upon the things they think you're interested in. And I'm not aware of them saying that in the terms that I recall. So deceptive top to bottom as far as I'm concerned. Let's move on to the next headline I've got. Peter Mandelson appears to have met Jeffrey Epstein at New York mansion on taxpayer-funded trip while billionaire paedophile was under house arrest, new documents show. And this is relating to Epstein's private schedule that the Mail on Sunday said they unearthed, which revealed that he was due, now Lord Mandelson, was due to have two meetings with a convicted paedophile at his £60 million New York mansion on consecutive days in March 2010, while on a trip that cost taxpayers more than £8,000. And at the time, he was business secretary and first secretary of state to Gordon Brown's Labour government, and it said he was the de facto deputy prime minister. What's the last one I've got for you here? It's off to court we go. Disney faces discrimination lawsuit over Snow White's snub of little people actors who were replaced by cartoons in woke £250 million live action remake of classic. So there you go. I talked about this before. Little people were complaining about feeling they'd been done out of work, and now they're actually taking a class action lawsuit against Disney for discrimination in not casting them in the Snow White remake. Okay, so now let's see what's going on in the mainstream news right now. Associated Press, we start off with. APnews.com. Gaza's health ministry says Israel has struck the largest hospital in the territory's south. I imagine we'll be hearing if this is true, condemnation from Donald Trump later in the day, will we? I wonder. Let's move on to BBC News. See what's going on over here. So we'll do the top 10, shall we? See what the top 10 results are. Number 10. Trump looms over Canada's election as campaign begins. I'm a bit confused by this. I was looking into it this morning. I was like, I thought this Carney guy had just been elected Prime Minister of Canada and now he's holding another election, I think, in April. I mean, what's going on here? You know, maybe he was elected by his party, like Liz Truss was elected by the Conservative Party. That didn't actually mean much because 40-something days later she was replaced with Rishi Sunak, who was the person they didn't vote for, but obviously the one the establishment wanted in. But I digress as usual. So there is an election coming up in Canada for whatever reason. Number 9, Israel kills Hamas official being treated at Gaza hospital. Number 8, fierce protests in Turkey after Erdogan rival jailed. Number 7, the time for inquiries is over. The problem at the heart of the NHS is maternity care failures. 6, New Jeans announces hiatus after setback in court battle. Not sure what New Jeans is, but I can tell you I went into a department store at the weekend and there's very few department stores left in this country. Places like Debenhams closed down, all sorts of these things. It's all due to the internet. It's a shame, really, because it was nice. I mean, I'm old enough to remember you'd go into some of these department stores and there were ashtrays in them for people. It's amazing, isn't it? We talked about smoking the other day, how you've gone from a situation where you were smoking at work, you could smoke walking around the shops, and suddenly you can't even smoke in a pub. And the protest against it has been, you know, nothing, has it? That's why they push it and push it and push it and they get away with it. So there you go. And again, as Dr. Lorraine Day said, she can't understand why the governments are so anti-smoking, because they promote almost everything else that's bad for you. And in her opinion, smoking is bad for you. My opinion too, as a smoker. I cough a lot, and that I'm pretty sure is due to my smoking, because when I last quit, the cough went away after a short period of time. So make of that what you will. But going back to the department store, and jeans, I saw a stand with Levi jeans on. And I remember in my late teens, early 20s, I always had to wear Levi 501s. I was the right shape for them. My mother used to, that was back at the time where she was, certainly when I was in my early 20s, started going as far afield as China on holiday with my stepdad, and would buy the jeans over there, and they were actually official ones. And that was when I discovered that companies making the fakes were next door to the companies making the originals, or rather factories making the fakes were next door to factories making the originals for the company. And I had a look at a pair of 501s just to see how much they are now. £90 a pair. So, yeah, whereas the ones I get in Primark, last time I bought them, I think they were about £8 or £10. So there you go. Excuse me, another drink of water. Number five, exhumed human remains, not those of disappeared victim. Number four, sought pothole plague or lose cash, councils warned. Number three, Wales' least affordable part of Britain for first-time buyers, report says. Number two, Reeves risks union war and Pontiff's progress. That's obviously the What the Papers Say article from the BBC today. And number one, National Grid confirms Heathrow never lost access to power. So remember when there was this fire at a substation that affected Heathrow for most of a day? I think it was on Friday. We were getting all these headlines. Oh, could it be Russia? Have they done it? All this sort of stuff. As I say, never let a good opportunity for the person you want to demonise to demonise them further, because you've had instructions that something's coming up later in the year where you need to draw the lines now as to who the enemy is and who the good guys are. Going back to the National Grid, it turns out that although this one substation went down, there was enough power from other substations to keep it going. So why was the airport taken down? Well, again, we know that the elite don't believe a plane should be in the air unless it's a private one that they're on. Okay, so we've seen all sorts of things going on at airports over recent years that would put a lot of people off flying, wouldn't they? Which it tends to be what the elite want to do, isn't it? So I think I'm pretty certain as to why the airport went out for most of Friday. Because a lot of people who experienced that might be reluctant to fly again, and a lot of people who read about it might be reluctant to fly as it is. So another job done on behalf of the elites, in my opinion. Okay, so let's move on to the independent news, see what's going on over on RT. Oh, hang on. No, I didn't do Daily Mail, did I? Let's go over to Daily Mail, see what the top story is there. Oh, Tiger Woods and Vanessa Trump, who cares? How about cutting your freebies, Chancellor? Her budget killed growth. This week she's set to cut 10,000 civil service jobs. But yesterday, Rachel Reeves squirmed as she justified taking free tickets to a Sabrina Carpenter concert. Never heard of Sabrina Carpenter. Okay, so let's look at the independent news, see what's going on over here. Russia and US begin talks on Ukraine conflict. The negotiations in Saudi Arabia will focus on maritime security in the Black Sea. Anything else going on here that I can see quickly? Riot police disperse protesters in Istanbul. So that's going on over there as well. French regulator orders two more Russian channels banned. That's your democratic right to free speech in Europe they keep talking about. Let's move on to rents.com, see what's going on over here. So just scroll down to the news section in the middle. And as usual, I've gone one step too far. Top story, Ritter, Scott Ritter, presumably, on the potential of Trump using nukes. Trump lies again, does 180 on Yemen. So there's a couple of the top stories there. Anything else not Trump related? How crazy can it get? Ex-Fox News commentator is sending US nuclear bomb carrying aircraft carriers around now. Hegseth orders another carrier to Mideast. Musk correctly slams South Africa over white genocide. So this might be another reason why you see Elon Musk attacked in the mainstream media in the future. So keep your eyes open for that. Next we have, and running through these for you is another way of you being able to do this, if you're interested in this format, by yourselves, if the show does not get the funding to continue. So, HalTurnerRadioShow.com, top story, US-Ukraine talks have not gone well. So they've been having trouble with Ukraine. The trouble I think that I've seen, as I say, it's all theatre to me, but Zelensky seems to promise the US something one minute and then roll it back the next, which doesn't surprise me knowing who he is, but there you go. Lithuania and Poland begin mining their borders against Russia. Would that be land mining, possibly? German propaganda begins. Teen magazine. Would you fight for Germany? And again, it takes us back to Putin. He's another guy who, I'm not sure if he claims to be a Christian, but I know he's overseen Russia at a time where they've been building many, many Christian churches. But whenever he talks about the enemy, it's always the Nazis. He never talks about the Bolsheviks, who killed a lot more people in Russia than the Nazis did. So why doesn't he talk about them? Interesting, isn't it? Let's move on to earthnewspaper.com. Happy 87th birthday, David Irving, is the top story here. Not the top story, it's the banner. But it's also a video. David Irving at the 9th IHR conference in 1989. That's coming in at just under an hour and a half. So that's a video. Something else that you can go to. Let's see the anything else. The book of the day, How Deception and Self-Deceit Took America to War. That's a book by Jeff Gates. Music of the day. Have a read of this, shall we? On March the 24th, 1958, Elvis Presley reported to the Memphis Draft Board to begin his two-year service with the U.S. Army. Presley was drafted into the United States Army at Fort Chaffee in Arkansas. His arrival was a major media event. Hundreds of people descended on Presley as he stepped from the bus. Photographers accompanied him into the installation. Presley announced that he was looking forward to his military service, saying that he did not want to be treated any differently from anyone else. Now, I remember this footage, folks. And for me, for someone who didn't want to be treated any differently, I'm not saying any had any hand in the matter, but for me, this wasn't a good publicity thing. It was a bad thing. He should have been put in there like any soldier, any new private. But instead, he was paraded around like the, you know, the head of the army or the president had just turned up. And how would you feel if you were just some private that had come in the same day as this guy, equivalent in rank and what have you, to see this going on? But there we go. Let's move on to censored.news, Mike Adams' news aggregate website. Unsurprisingly, the top post is Friday's Brighton broadcast news. Boot the corrupt judges that are terrorising America. I can't argue with that. And we'll finish off with the Before It's News top 10. So let's see what's going on over here. Scroll down. Patiently waiting for the subscribe pop-up to come up. I very rarely beat that. But let's start off with number 10. 104 people viewing went up a day ago. Bo Polmy huge. It's time to tell the truth. I'm exposing the whole damn thing. Yes. Number 9 went up 6 hours ago. 121 people viewing. Cliff High. Urgent emergency. They just exposed everything. Number 8 went up 5 hours ago. 135 people viewing. WTPN situation update. Trump has declared Liberation Day for America. Number 7 went up 7 hours ago. 137 people viewing. Feds redact Epstein client list secret as Trump orders MLK files release 2025. Well, I hope that they're as detailed as the RFK ones, sorry, the JFK ones were. Not sure about the RFK ones. You'd think that with his son in the White House, he'd be quite keen to find out who was behind his assassination as well, wouldn't you? But there you go. Number six, well up 11 hours ago, 155 people viewing. Michael Jaco, Kazarian Mafia, who they are, bring them all down. Number five, went up 3 hours ago, 168 people viewing. Gene Decode and David Nino Rodriguez, the time is now. The SH star T is about to hit the fan. Number four, went up 11 hours ago, 173 people viewing. Massive event is taking place on Earth now. You've never seen this before, and I doubt we will ever see it either, certainly in the context of an article from beforeitsnews.com. But a lot of these, folks, these are shows. So again, like the examples I gave you earlier, these are things that you can listen to if this show is no longer available due to lack of funding. So number three went up 6 hours ago, 254 people viewing. New X-22 report. Trump drops major announcement. Obama planned the judicial coup. Number two went up 9 hours ago, 335 people viewing. David Nino, the golden age is here. Number one went up 9 hours ago, 409 people viewing. Breaking, I can't believe what Elon Musk just announced. Finally. Okay, so I want to thank all of you for joining me this Monday, March the 24th, 2025. For a show entitled Now Occasionally in the Alternative Media Something Interesting Happens. I'll be back with you all with Peter tomorrow, and until then, folks, thank you for listening, have a wonderful day, and bye for now.